translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vikukshi offered the remnants of the flesh to King Ikshvaku, who gave it to Vasishtha for purification. But Vasishtha could immediately understand that part of the flesh has already been taken by the Vikukshi, and therefore he said that it was unfit to be used in a Shraddha ceremony. Purport. That which is meant to be offered in Yajna cannot be tasted by anyone before being offered to the deity. In our temples, this regulation is in effect. One cannot eat food from the kitchen unless it is offered to the deity. If something is taken before being offered to the deity, the entire preparation is polluted and can no longer be offered. Those engaged in deity worship must know this very well, so that they may be saved from committing offense in deity worship. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavade Paschata Deshatayane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So you were wondering how I'm sitting here. So I was asking Nanda Prabhu from beginning of the year, can I give class, can I give class? But now finally he allowed me after 1 year. So I'll ask permission from Lalita Mataji if maybe you want to speak. Okay, please give me blessings so I can say something nice. So I'll just read again translation. Vikukshi offered the remnants of the flesh to King Ikshvaku, who gave it to Vasishtha for purification. But Vasishtha could immediately understand that the part of the flesh has been already taken by Vikukshi, and therefore he said that it was unfit to be used in Shraddha ceremony. So I was thinking how Vikukshi, by taking this flesh and eating and contaminating this we can say, boga, actually, he made a great offense, and he was not able to control his senses. And because of this, he lost. Later on, we'll see in the other chapters, we'll see how his father actually told him, go away from this city. So we're just thinking how we can connect this with five potent devotional activities in Nectar of Devotion. Why? Because we can see Vikukshi has done this activity, contaminated boga, and he lost his place in dham, we can say. Wherever a devotee is, there is dham. So father told him to go away. So he's placed in dham. Also he lost opportunity to serve Krishna. This is second of the five potent activities. When he lost dham and he lost association of devotees, he lost chance to serve Krishna, he also lost association of devotees, chance to serve, and also hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we can say. So we're just thinking how just by one mistake we can lose everything in Krishna consciousness. So we're just thinking how this Kartik month is actually so auspicious, potent, we can take so much spiritual credit and make so much spiritual progress. I was thinking how Kartik month is like, in this Kartik month, mercy is on a sale less than 50%. And if you want to take in the next 30 days, it will be even more cheaper. So it's a good opportunity to make some spiritual advancement. So I was thinking how in this, he lost these five potent activities. Rupa Goswami mentioning staying in dham, worshipping the deity, reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, serving devotee and chanting Maha Mantra. So we can say Vikukshi, later on he come back, but in this moment he lost everything just by acting wrongly. So just say a few things about this. I was thinking how to how to make for us easy all these five activities, how condensed in how we can condense these five activities in short, in some less activity, less effort, but same benefit. So I put these five activities in three activities. So I was thinking how by reading Prabhupada books, by preaching from Prabhupada books, and by living by Prabhupada books, all these five activities can be included inside. So I'll explain how. So if you read Prabhupada books, which is first one, if you read Prabhupada books, you'll immediately have a good association, Mahabhagavata, naturally Prabhupada's purports. And also we will live in Holy Dham, because in Bhagavata we will be able to see, to be in Amishananya, to be in Ayodhya, to be in Mathura, to be in Dwaraka. We'll visit all Holy Dham just by reading. So this is really two potent activities, living Holy Dham, having association, just by reading Prabhupada books. The second is preaching from Prabhupada books. I was thinking how if you preach from Prabhupada books, Prabhupada says book distribution is no different than Sankirtan, than chanting Holy Name. So this is really third activity we can see. Just by doing reading Prabhupada books, preaching from Prabhupada books, we really have three potent activities in Krishna consciousness. And then if we live by Prabhupada books, if we apply what you're reading, then naturally we will get qualification, we will qualify ourselves to actually worship the deity, to serve great personalities, great devotees. So in all these three activities, you'll have all five potent devotional activities. So read Prabhupada books, you'll have good association and live in Holy Dham. If you preach from Prabhupada books, you will chant the Holy Name, because any form of preaching is also chanting Holy Name. I'll give later on purpose from Prabhupada. And living by Prabhupada books, we will get qualification to actually serve great devotees and to serve Krishna the way he wants to be served. So I'll go now systematically through each of these three. So reading Srila Prabhupada books. So by reading Srila Prabhupada books, we have good association of Mahabhagavata, and also we believe in Holy Dham. Vrindavan, Ayodhya, Naimisharanya Forest, Mathura, all these are mentioned in Prabhupada books. So I was just thinking for this Kartik month, how many of us are actually reading Prabhupada books? How many of us using opportunity to make spiritual advancement? I was listening to one class from senior devotee explaining how in Prabhupada books there are so many spiritual weapons. He mentioned spiritual weapon which we can use to protect ourselves. He's saying just by reading Srila Prabhupada books, we'll be able to see who is advanced, who is sincere, who is not sincere, with who we want to associate, who we should avoid. All these things we can see. This devotee is explaining also how just if you read Prabhupada books regularly, with sincerity and good mood, you will just come in a room, in a place where many people are, you will know exactly who is sincere. You just know who is reading books, because you will see these subtle things, how they behave, how they speak, the color of voice, the mood he's serving. All these things will be seen. Just if you read Prabhupada books, you will be able to go into these subtle details, and this way you will be able to protect yourself from danger, from being used, from being mistreated. And also you will be able to make spiritual advancement, and by reading Prabhupada books naturally, you'll be able to qualify yourself to do all other activities for Krishna consciousness. So I'll just read something what one devotee sent me, nice mail, how important it is to read Prabhupada books in right mood. So I'll just read. So so he says, when you read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam or Ramayan, we should clearly understand that these scriptures are just alive as we are. Never read these scriptures as if they are simply a collection of stories. We shall not approach any type of holy book merely to derive data from it, but rather in a mood of appreciating its living, literary incarnation of God. Now it's interesting. To the extent that we engage with the scriptures in appreciative, personal mood, to that extent they take on a life quality for us. Some highly advanced souls read a few words from the scriptures and immediately go into the state of trance, because their reading is not merely viewing words over a page, but it's a fact of powerful connection to the transcendence. So this devotee, I was later on asking a question, how you mean, what explain me this verse. So he was saying just by reading Prabhupada books properly with right mood, you connect deeper with super soul. And when you connect with super soul, it's not that you speak with super soul, that you see super soul, but just you will always make right decision. sometimes you can see when devotees come in Krishna consciousness, if they read Prabhupada books very sincerely, they are maybe not so intelligent in material from a material point of view, but when they practice Krishna consciousness, they read Prabhupada books, they become very sharp, very intelligent. They can pick up things very carefully. If you see some devotees, young devotees who are very sincere, they can understand everything properly. Maybe they are not intelligent from material point of view, but they are very sharp because they are very sincere reading Prabhupada books. It's very deep, actually. You can see, especially in young devotees who are sincere when they come to Krishna consciousness. They are sincere. You will see how, you know, very sharp. Even senior devotees, all of you have experience with your spiritual masters or anybody, how they can read minds. Did you have experience? Did I experienced it with my spiritual master. He just can read your mind. He can just exactly see where you are. Why? Because he's so connected to super soul. Super soul. It's not that he knows something, but just super soul exactly told him his explanation in heart. What he need to say to you, how he need to advise you. So many times I've serving for some years, senior devotees. You can see they exactly know where you are. Just by, because they're reading Prabhupada books, they appreciate him, they're worshipping Prabhupada books. In many temples, they bring Srimad Bhagavatam, they worship Srimad Bhagavatam before. And just by worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam, they're getting so much mercy, because they say, if you glorify devotees, you get some quality of these devotees. Same way, if you glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, you have access to much deeper understanding, to much deeper, you have much deeper realizations. Also, they're explaining, I was just thinking how young kids, because they're very open and very pure. When they're watching TV or when they're watching football, you can see how they, and they're trying to play football, because they're so open and so sincere. They're watching football player and they pick up his quality so quickly, and they come on a football pitch and they start to play football, and they have same moves, same kind of behavior, everything. Why? Because they're so open, they're so appreciative, they're glorifying all the time this football star or whoever it is. You can see how they're picking up. Why? Because they're glorifying this person purely. And because they're glorifying, they're taking his quality. And in this way, they very easy have access to his abilities. So same way in Krishna consciousness, you can see whoever is very sincere and whoever is all the time glorifying devotees, he's picking up qualities for individual. You can sometimes see who is worshipping and following his spiritual master properly. Even his face is changing. His face becoming like his spiritual master. You have seen this. Some disciple looking very similar like the spiritual master, their behavior, their mood, their speech. Sometimes ability to preach comes also if they're very sincere in practice. So I was just thinking how powerful it is to read Prabhupada books properly. You have access to so much deeper realization, so much. So actually, some devotees tell me you get actually spiritual power by reading Prabhupada books. You get so much power, you can preach. You just can come in the room and you'll attract people. Because you're purifying yourself all the time. Every single word in Prabhupada books is so purifying. So purifying. Like this devotee was saying, you can read just one verse. If you read with proper consciousness, you'll be so purified. So I was thinking, you're very, very powerful. How many of us are reading actually Prabhupada? Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Gornitai ki, Shla Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So I was just thinking, this is very nice activity in Krishna consciousness to actually read Prabhupada books. How many of us read? Many of us just have excuse. We have a lot of service. We have this. In ashram, in Brahmacharya ashram all the time, everybody says we have a lot of service or too much preaching is going on. We cannot read. Or Grihasthas also, you know, we have kids. But if you really want to read, you'll always find at least 10 minutes in proper mood. If you're worshipping Bhagavatam when you're reading, you'll get so much spiritual benefit. Anyway, I didn't realize this. I'm just speaking from what I heard from senior devotees. So this is one spiritual activity that is very, very powerful. So reading Prabhupada books, you'll be able to associate with Srila Prabhupada in Mahabhagavata. This is one spiritual activity from five potent ones from Nectar of Devotion. And second thing is you will live in Holy Dham because you will associate with great personalities, with Holy Dham. So this is two. This is too spiritual activity. And then, yeah, I want to mention also, Srila Prabhupada books can empower us so much. We can get so much benefit. I was just thinking, just one inspiration why we should read Prabhupada books. I don't know, all of you reading, we have so many senior devotees, you have seen Srila Prabhupada books. So many times, at the end of the chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, if you do this properly, if you read this Srimad Bhagavatam properly, you will get so much benefit. You will get free from so much sinful activities. So I was thinking how just this one inspiration, you can get rid from so much sinful activities by reading this book. Some purport say, if you read this book, you'll get free from offense by worshiping deity. If you read this chapter, you'll get free from offense or free from being used by government, by the senior devotee. So many like examples are like this in Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll just give few examples, benediction what you have. So, example is in 4th canto, Dhruva Maharaj pastime. It's explained, by hearing the activities of pious Dhruva, one can, with faith, one can connect directly with Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus, one can very soon be elevated to the transcendental platform of devotional service. So just by reading this with faith, we can develop strong connection with Super Soul and be guided properly. Second one is even more, for me, like, powerful. In 8th canto, pastime, where is King Gajendra, it's explained, dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed with the Lord, delivered to the King of Elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation of devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga, and they never see bad dreams. So just by reading this with faith, you can get free from bad dreams. How many of you have ghosts in your dreams? How many times ghosts came to your dreams? So just by reading this with faith and with sincerity, you can get free from bad dreams. And this is Bhagavatam says, it's not the theory. Srimad Bhagavatam says these exact words. So I was just thinking how potent is this. So this is first activity from three. Reading Prabhupada books, you associate great personalities, Prabhupada, Mahabhagavat, and you will live in Holy Dham all the time. Yeah, actually, I will tell you one story, how powerful are Prabhupada books. This is from Indraduna Maharaj. He was saying in one of his diaries, he was saying many years back when he was in France, he was doing book distribution, and he was leader there, Sankirtan leader. So they went every one Sankirtan marathon, they went to train station and just doing books on train station. And one Mataji came with him, and they had done books. And this Mataji came to the train just before train left. She jumped on the train and then started to distribute books before train has gone. So she came to one businessman from Spain. So she asked him, please take book, start to preach to him. And this businessman was so heavy, demon. So what he has done, he just took the book, broke the book in two pieces, threw on the floor, took this Mataji by the hair, pulled her by the hair, and threw her direct with the face on the floor, and then started to kick her. And then she was very hurt very badly. And then what he has done, he took this book, broken book, he took and he wanted to show his wife what he has done to these crazy people, Hare Krishna people. And because this happened in France, he was going with train to the Spain in, I don't know, 2 hours or I don't know how long it takes. I don't know, with train to the from France to Spain. So he was traveling, he came later on to the home, and he was a very rich businessman. So he left this book somewhere on a table, and he had servant in the house. So this servant, after he went to job, this servant just took the book, and he was thinking, okay, my master broke the book, I'll fix. So he fixed this book, it was Krishna book. So he fixed this book and put it in a shell somewhere, you know, stay there. And then many years after this, wife from this businessman left body, and his daughter married some very low class person. And he lost money and everything, and he was desperate, he didn't know what to do. So usually what we do when we do not have no exit, we usually turn to God, even if we are atheist. So he started to search for Bible in his library. But by some chance he didn't find Bible, and he found this Krishna book that he broke, what he took from this Mataji. So he started to read this Krishna book. It was in French. So he was reading this Krishna book, and then he just realized what he has done to this. He remembered what he has done to this Mataji. He was so feeling bad. So and then on the end of the, usually all Prabhupada books, and the they have addresses from temples. So he saw address from temple. I think it's a Simayapur address from temple. He was crying. He was thinking, oh Krishna, this is so bad. So he went there and he wanted to apologize what he has done many years after this. So he went to Mayapur temple, and he knocked on the temple president, opened the door, and he found, what do you want? He says, this person was crying, businessman crying. He says, sorry. Why? For what is sorry? He says, I hurt your devotee long time ago. I want to apologize. Can you find this person? And this devotee really left. This Mataji left for some other temple, so she was not there. But what this businessman done? He took a big amount of money that he has saved and he gave to the temple, and he went away. And he continued to read Prabhupada books. And he came to the idea that he wanted to join temple. So he again came, knocked on the door, and he says, can I join the temple? So then devotees cannot wait. Usually we need to pull people in the temple. So he joined the temple, and guess what? Next marathon, he wanted to do Sankirtan, and then become Sankirtan devotee, and he became initiated. And I know his name because it was mentioned, the Duna Maharaj mentioning name, but I don't want to tell because maybe it's personal, but this devotee is now initiated devotee. Just by reading Prabhupada books, coming in touch with Prabhupada books, how much benefit and power we can get. Benefit, just get rid from so many sinful activities and power, we'll have understanding what is good, what is bad. So I was just thinking this is one very, very powerful activity. So I'll move now to the next... next activity from three what I put in order. So next is preach from Prabhupada books. If we preach from Prabhupada books, we'll naturally chant the holy name, because Prabhupada says that it's not different than chanting the holy name. Prabhupada says in one letter, it is fact that Sankirtan will make you happy and the books will make you convinced. So make your program in that way and become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. This is 71. And Prabhupada says in another letter, he says, book distribution is more important than street chanting. Book distribution is Brihat Kirtana. It is literally Kirtana in the sense that the books are spoken, and therefore anyone who reads a book is hearing. Because books are recorded and transcribed, Srila Prabhupada calls these books spoken kirtan or recorded chanting. So book distribution is also kirtan and shall not be considered less than kirtan. So I was just thinking this second activity, preaching from Prabhupada books. I was thinking many people, I know myself, before I become devotee, even if you know for God, you pray for wrong things. You always pray for wrong things. Can I get money? Can I get good job? Can I travel to different places? Can you protect me that friends don't hurt me? Can you protect me from the diseases? But this is not the right prayer that we should do, right? We know now like devotees. So I'll mention one story from what I heard, how people in general are praying for wrong thing. So it was one elderly lady living in one forest. So she was living in the forest, and because she was alone, she needed to carry wood for, you know, for cooking and everything by herself. She was living alone. So one day she was going to the forest and carrying a lot of wood and on her shoulder. And then she was walking, then one moment she started to pray to God, please help me. It's so heavy, this wood. What should I do? So God came and asked what you want. He says, and then this lady, interesting what she said, God, Supreme Personality of Godhead is in front of her, and she asking, can you put this wood from right shoulder to my left shoulder so it will be easier for me to carry? So she saw Supreme Personality of Godhead, but instead of asking for devotional activity, she has just put this burden on other side of shoulder. So I was thinking how duty of any devotee is to preach Krishna consciousness in their own way, whatever they can. Prabhupada says, whatever ability you have, you don't need to be Harinam devotee or Sankirtan devotee or Pujari. Whatever you can do, just engage in Krishna study. Whatever Krishna gave you, whatever ability you have, just engage and try to preach in any form. We in Bhaktivedanta Manor have so many opportunities to preach Sankirtan, Harinam. We have these Prabhupada rooms. It's such an amazing opportunity to preach. Just, I run in now this Sunday program and so many devotees come in just to see Prabhupada in Prabhupada rooms. And you can preach, just show them Prabhupada, give them books. It's so nice. So I was thinking how just by doing this second activity, by preaching, you can chant holy name all the time. So this is already three potent activities. By reading Prabhupada books, you will have perfect association, and you will live in holy dham. by preaching from Prabhupada books, you'll always chant holy name, because Sankirtan is not different than, book distribution is not different than the chanting holy name. This is Prabhupada says. So I just think, if we bring in so many devotees to Krishna consciousness by preaching, but also how many of us are actually helping young devotees or any devotee who is in trouble, how many of us taking responsibility to protect devotees. Many devotees in the past and now coming to Krishna consciousness, but how many stay in Krishna consciousness? If all these devotees who came to Krishna consciousness stayed, how big our movement will be? So I was just thinking, one very nice story one devotee told me. He says, once they have been in traveling Sankirtan party. So they traveled and young devotee joined them, couple of months. So they traveled and he had some difficulty, but somehow because devotees have been nice to him, he stayed and he has done some books, some Harinam, cooking like this for some time. But moment when devotees start to, you know, didn't take care so much of him, just neglected him, whatever, you know, didn't treat him properly, he had one weakness. He very much liked cherry pie. And his mother knew this, and she didn't like devotees. So every festival, every birthday, everything, she just made cherry pie. And she told him, okay, son, come home. So first time he came, and devotees had been nice to him. He took cherry pie and he came back. Second time he took cherry pie, nice, he came back. But third time devotees didn't treat him properly. He came home to eat cherry pie and he never came back. So I was just thinking how even cherry pie can take you from Krishna consciousness. Why? Because devotees sometimes don't treat you properly. All of us, in one sense, it's easy to become devotee, but it's difficult to stay devotee. It's even more difficult to take care of each other. What is our responsibility? So I was just thinking, this first activity, again, so it's reading Prabhupada books, you have... You live in Holy Dham, you associate in Mahabhagavata. This is really two spiritual activities. Second is preach from Prabhupada books, you chant all the time holy name. This is really three. So I'll move now to the last from three that I put in order, living by Srila Prabhupada books. So I was thinking by living by Srila Prabhupada books, applying what we read, we'll get qualified, we'll have qualification to worship the deity and to serve great personalities. It's not just by chance that some devotees just have opportunity to be with great personalities, to serve sannyasis, to be around them, to go to holy places, to serve the Radha Gokulananda. This is just not by accident. Because some sincerity must be, some application of knowledge from Srila Prabhupada books must be in this devotee, because everything is in Krishna's hands. So why Krishna allowing him to be with great personalities? Why Krishna allows somebody to worship the deity and somebody not? Why is like this? So this devotee must qualify himself somehow or other. He must have done something to please Krishna, to get some empowerment to do this service. We all know that it's not easy to come in close to the pure devotee, to advance devotee. It's very difficult. So I was just thinking how actually just by living by Prabhupada books, we'll apply knowledge. Applying knowledge, we'll be able to do so many things. So this is the five spiritual activity. Just in these three things, reading Prabhupada books, preaching Prabhupada books, living by Prabhupada books, you have all five potent spiritual activities inside this. And I would just think how every single person in material world, in Krishna consciousness, if he's successful in any part of in a business, in family life, even devotees in Krishna consciousness, in preaching, whatever, it's just because he's following Vedic knowledge. It's just because he's following Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't know, maybe he just by accident following the scriptures, but he's only successful because he's following Srimad Bhagavatam. You cannot be successful in any part of your life, in any, nothing. You cannot be successful if you don't follow Vedic literature. So just thinking, any businessman who is very successful, any preacher, any society, any family man who is successful must be just because he's following properly, by accident or just because he knows the knowledge. This is why he's successful. Nobody can. So I just think, I'll give you one story from Mahabharata. How powerful it is if you behave properly. This story is also one senior devotee mentioned to me. He was saying how once Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing great Rajasuya sacrifice. And he was performing sacrifice, and for this sacrifice, So many sages came, many devotees, great personalities, rishis came, and they performing sacrifice. And in the middle of this sacrifice was big bell. And mantras have been chanted, and everything was from gold, and must be auspicious time, right, chanting with the mantras. And if anything goes wrong, this bell will not ring. This bell is ringing according to his own arrangement. So if nothing goes wrong, bell will ring. But if something goes wrong, bell will not ring, no chance. So they performed this sacrifice. Sacrifice going on, and everything was perfect, chanting mantras perfect. Brahmanas who have been in position to correct other brahmanas in mantras, chanting the mantras, they have been there, they corrected. Everything was going perfectly. And the end of sacrifice, just somehow bell didn't ring. So they turned up to Krishna. Krishna was also there. They turned up, why is bell not ringing? So just Krishna says, why? Because it's you neglected worship of Brahman or Vaishnava devotee. You neglected worship. You didn't worship Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not here, so you didn't worship him. So because of this, bell is not ringing. So Arjuna understood immediately what's going on, so he went quickly to the first village, and he came to one Brahmana, one very pure Brahmana. And this Brahmana is one quoted just chanting, reciting Bhagavad Gita. So he was reciting Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna came and started, you know, can you come with me, you know, come to the sacrifice, we need you know, we need to worship pure Vaishnava, can you come? He says, no, I'm just happy with my bhajan, you know, I don't need to go. Then Arjuna just told him, Krishna is there, Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, come to see him. So then Brahma decided, okay, I'll go, I must see Krishna, you know, he's my Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went there, and Drupadi then cooked big feast for this Vaishnava, big feast, massive feast. And then again, sacrifice was going on, and after this day, she brought the prasad to this Vaishnava. And this Vaishnava, what he has done, because he's going hand to hand with his austerity, he just put all prasadam in one plate and mixed everything with hand, and then he started to eat. And now Brahmana was fed, and now everybody expecting bell is ringing, but bell is not ringing again. So he was shocked. Why is bell not ringing? We have done what Krishna said. So then Krishna looked at Draupadi and looked at Yudhishthir, and then they say, you know why? Because Draupadi made offense. So what she has done? What she has done? But actually, what happened? Draupadi in the mind offended this Brahmana. She was cooking so openly prasad and taking so long time, but he just took all prasad and mixed everything in a plate and just, you know, everything mixed, sweet, salty preparation, just everything mixed and eat like this. So she was very offended. She spent so much time and effort. She was very offended. And she, in the mind, offended this Vaishnava, and because of this sacrifice, was not successful. And this Brahmana went home. So Arjuna didn't know what to do now. You know, we offended Vaishnava. So Krishna said, bring him back. So Arjuna went back again there and asking him, can you come back? He says, no, I don't want to come back. But he says, we need you. So somehow or other, Brahmana came back, so they make again feast, big feast, and they offered everything to him, and now everything is perfect. And bell this time was ringing, so sacrifice is perfect. So I was just thinking how, why Pandavas are so successful in their activities, because they always have right mood, they apply the knowledge, they have been living by the Srimad Bhagavatam, they didn't just read or preach Srimad Bhagavatam. They have been living by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of this, they have access to serve great personality. They have opportunity to be with Krishna. They have opportunity to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead because they applied the knowledge what was given to them. So many of us, we have experience. We read Prabhupada books. We maybe preach Prabhupada books. But how many of us actually trying to follow Srila Prabhupada books? So I was just thinking, this is very powerful activity to actually try to follow Srila Prabhupada books. So just think how just by reading, preaching and following, trying to practice knowledge what was given to us, we'll never be mistreated, we'll never be used, we must be successful in any part of, even material activity, we must be successful if we do just these three things. We must be successful. So I was just thinking, this is what I pre- powerful way. So just by reading Prabhupada books, we will live in holy dham, have a nice association. By preaching Prabhupada books, we will chant holy name, which is the third activity. And by living Srila Prabhupada books, we have access, we get qualification to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead and Vaishnavas. So in these three activities, all five potent spiritual activities are included that I mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. So just for the end, I'll just read something from what Prabhupada says in a purport of Bhagavad Gita. He says, Krishna can become the director or spiritual master of anyone who is serious about getting the mercy of Krishna. The Lord sends the spiritual master to train a devotee, and when the devotee is advanced, the Lord acts as a spiritual master between his heart. So I was just thinking, by doing these three activities very, very sincerely, we'll always be successful, and Krishna will lead us, Krishna will help us in heart, give us instruction and guide us just by reading Prabhupada books, preaching Prabhupada books, and living by Prabhupada books. So this is what I prepared for today. I hope I gave you some inspiration for this Kartik month to read more Prabhupada books, to try to preach in any way you can, or with books, or with your example, or with doing service in temple very sincerely, or worshiping the deity, or any form of preaching you can do. It's nice inspiration, and if you try to live with Prabhupada books, which is most important. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for listening. Please forgive me if I make some mistakes or offenses. I'm just also a new devotee, and I'm trying to practice Krishna consciousness sincerely, so please forgive me if I made some mistakes. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.